Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I am your host Vishnu, and today we have a Union Budget Special awaiting you. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented her fifth straight Union Budget, which comprised several major announcements, including a revision of the income tax rebate from Rs 5 lakh to Rs 7 lakh under the new tax regime. The budget presentation on Wednesday was crucial considering it was the last full budget of the Narendra Modi government before the Lok Sabha elections next year. Now, Harida Benjamin, the producer and host of On Manorama's award-winning podcast Newsbreak, joins us with the highlights of the Union Budget.
Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's fifth straight Union Budget included several major announcements, including a revision of the income tax rebate from Rs 5 lakh to Rs 7 lakh under the new tax regime. Here are some of the key highlights from the Union Budget. Besides the income tax rebate revision, new personal income tax slabs for those opting for the new tax regime have been announced in this year's budget. While all individuals earning less than 2.5 lakh are exempted from income tax under the old tax regime, individuals earning less than 3 lakh are exempted under the new scheme. The finance minister allowed a standard deduction of Rs 50,000 under the new regime. Remember, one needs to opt for the new tax regime to get the benefit of the new tax slabs. Also, in the new tax regime, no exemptions on investments are provided. Identifying the multiplier effect on infrastructure growth has on economy, the finance minister has hiked the capital expenditure by 33% to Rs 10 lakh crore. This is 3.3% of the GDP. As per an earlier estimate, the effective capex would be Rs 13.7 lakh crore, amounting to Rs 4.5% of the GDP. On the fiscal front, Sitharaman retained the fiscal deficit target of 6.4% in the revised estimate for FY23 and reduced it to 5.9% for the next fiscal. Committed to the path of fiscal consolidation, the minister said that the fiscal deficit would be brought down to below 4.5% by 2025-26. The government has made cash transfer of Rs 2.2 lakh crore under the KM Kisan scheme for the agricultural sector. Rs 20 lakh crore agricultural credit targeted at animal husbandry, dairy and fisheries was also announced. The finance minister also announced the launch of PM Pranam to incentivize states to promote alternative fertilizers. In the highest ever budget allocation for railways, the railways got an outlay of Rs 2.4 lakh crore this budget. As part of improving the overall mobility infrastructure, 50 additional airports and heliports were also announced. Clean energy. Outlay of Rs 35,000 crore to achieve energy transition and net zero objectives were listed in the budget. Adequate funds were allotted to scrap old vehicles owned by central government, and states will also be supported in replacing old vehicles and ambulances. The FM also said that the coastal shipping will be promoted as the energy efficient and lower cost mode of transport, both for passengers and freight. The other major announcements in the budget include an integrated IT portal for investors to reclaim unclaimed shares and unpaid dividends from the Investor Education and Protection Fund Authority with ease. In addition, the KYC process has been simplified. The PAN will be used as a common identifier for digital systems of specified government agencies for business establishments. Now, let's check out what items will become costlier after this budget. Cigarettes, kitchen chimney, imported bicycles and toys, fully imported cars and electric vehicles, imitation jewellery, compounded rubber, silver doors and naphtha. Items to become cheaper are domestically manufactured TV sets, shrimp feed, fish lipid oil used in manufacturing aquatic feed, seeds for lab-grown diamonds, capital goods, machinery to be used for manufacturing lithium-ion cell to be used in electric vehicles.
On Manorama got in touch with Abhijit Preman, who is a chartered accountant and the co-host of On Manorama's latest podcast, Startup Launcher, to gauge his response to the 2023-2024 union budget.
In totality, government has kept in mind the kind of recession that is going all over the world, and also keeping an eye on the general elections that is coming up in 2024, and also other state elections also. So the budget is actually a very people-friendly one, and it is going to support the middle class and low-income earning people in a very good manner, and they can kind of save a lot of amount of taxes as well.
The most anticipated announcement was regarding the changes in the tax regime, and the majority believe the government delivered positively on that front. Abhijit, who believes the regime favored the middle class and the rich alike, breaks down the new tax regime.
So, first of all, if you look at the direct taxes, people who have income below 7 lakhs are not required to pay any taxes now. Previously, this was rupees 5 lakh, and this has been enhanced to 7 lakh now. So the rebate of 12,500, which earlier was available, has been now raised to 25,000. And please note that this is under the new regime only. People who are opting old regime will have to follow the old system itself. They will be having, in fact, they will have to pay taxes if their income is above 5 lakh. That is the basic understanding. And another most important change is regarding the change in slab rate for new regime. So the basic exemption limit from 2.5 lakh has been enhanced to 3 lakh. So the new slab rate for under new regime would be like this: 0 to 3 lakh no tax, 3 to 6 lakh 5% tax, 6 to 9 lakh 10%, 9 to 12 lakh 15%, 12 lakh to 15 lakh 20%, and above 15 lakh it's going to be 30%. And there has been major update regarding presumptive taxation. So presumptive taxation is basically where people who are doing business or in profession can declare a percentage of their turnover as their taxable income and then pay tax. So previously this limit was 2 crore for business and 50 lakhs for profession. Now this has been enhanced to 3 crore and 75 lakhs. So that is a major update. And if we summarize the direct tax thing, there are few other things also, like the new tax regime is now going to be the default tax regime. So the old tax regime, people will have to opt the old tax regime. Previously, it was like people opting new tax regime. Now it is, they're going to opt the old tax regime. And also individuals who have income above 15.5 lakh can avail a standard deduction of 52,500 under the new regime. Like everyone knows, like under the new regime, there are no deductions available. But people who have income above 15.5 lakh can avail a standard deduction of 52,500. So this is one update, and also the surcharge on income above 5 crore has been reduced from 37% to 25%. So the highest tax in country previously was 42.74, would now be reduced to 39%. So if you were to summarize the direct tax thing, this is actually a very people-friendly thing. It is kind of helping the middle-class people and also the rich people as well, because we can see standard deduction for people who have income above 15.5 lakh and also the surcharge being reduced. So the government has kept the kind of people-friendly thing as a very major thing and done whatever they can do.
That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Stores, hosted and produced by me, Vishnu, with technical support by Idea Brew Studios. Follow on manorama.com for more on the union budget, and be sure to come back tomorrow.